giving thanks even though your business was ruined in a flash. I'm David Brancaccio. As we've been covering this morning, the word is that a seasoned hand will be tapped by Joe Biden as Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, former chair of the Federal Reserve and a one-time chair of President Clinton's Council of Economic Advisers. Jeffrey Cleveland, the chief economist at Payden and Riegel, says this choice will have immediate bearing on prospects for economic stimulus.
The thing that the Fed has been complaining about is that they can only lend, they can't spend. So having a helpful advocate at Treasury pushing spending programs through Congress is the key here. It's the key factor to consider. I have to say, though, David, there is still a major impediment in this story, which is Congress itself, in particular the Senate. So it's not smooth sailing right out the gates.
For more stimulus, Yellen is set to become the first woman to run Treasury. With her time at the Fed, Yellen will then have held the two most powerful economic policy positions in the country, if not the world. Markets, Dow up 303 points, 1%, S&P up 0.7%, NASDAQ up slightly. With the political winds shifting, General Motors has changed its mind and will no longer push back against California's clean air car standards. Marketplace's Nova Safo has been following this.
Yeah, this is a fight that pits the Trump administration against the state of California, and it's really about how quickly car companies can electrify their fleets. The Trump administration has set more relaxed vehicle emissions rules. The state of California has its own tougher standards and wants to keep those the way it's done since the 1960s. Well, there's a lawsuit seeking to stop the Trump administration from imposing its standards on California. GM was among the carmakers siding with the Trump administration in that legal fight. Now, GM says it sees a path to compromise with the incoming Biden administration, and it's pulling out of that legal battle.
How does GM's move here fit with other automakers who also have big stakes in this?
Well, Ford, Honda, and Volkswagen, among others, reached a deal with California last year to meet its tougher standards. GM was in a group with Toyota, Fiat Chrysler, and others in opposing California's rules. What happens now? GM's CEO Mary Barra, in a letter, said she's encouraging the other automakers to also drop their opposition. This apparently caught some of those other automakers off guard. We heard from Toyota in a statement. It said it's assessing the changing circumstances, David.
Nova, thank you. Every November, semi-trucks from UPS line up as far as the eye can see in Tyler, Texas, to pick up tens of thousands of smoked turkeys from Greenberg's, a family business since 1938. These birds are so smoked, they keep in transit, but this Thanksgiving, there are no Greenberg turkeys. Its cold storage facility caught fire and blew up the other night, some kind of malfunction. The smoker was untouched, but it's too late to rescue the season. The owner, Sam Greenberg, joins us.
How are you?
You normally get, I don't know, about 200,000 turkeys to people every year, but it's just not going to happen this year now?
It's not going to happen. Friday, 2 weeks ago, on the 6th of November, we had a catastrophic fire that wiped out our entire smoked turkey inventory, all the turkeys that had been smoked up to that time, just a little under 90,000 turkeys, and then wiped out all of our shipping room. It also wiped out all of my inventory of boxes and bags and paper bags and poly bags. And even if I got bags, I didn't have a place to store the turkeys. Even if I got the storage, I don't have a place to ship them. So I was in a mess. We just basically had to call off the 2020 season.
So now what? You're thinking about 2021?
That is exactly what we're doing. Let me back up and say something. This company was built on the best customers in the world. The outpouring of support that we have had in the last 2 weeks is unimaginable by anybody's means. Any business would be concerned, especially a seasonal business, that if you weren't in operation for a year, that people would forget about you. But I'm telling you, with the outpouring of support that we've had, I'm so engaged, so happy about what's going to happen going forward. We're going to have a better facility, And our customers are going to, I think they will come back in droves.
Well, it says a lot, right? You have these loyal customers. So they're not just going to look up some other, you know, they're not just going to buy ham and forget about you moving forward. You think that if you can rebuild it, they will come back.
I think that's exactly what's going to happen because our customers are that loyal, and they've proven it by what they're doing right now. We, of course, had pre-sold about 60,000 turkeys for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And in refunding that money, the droves of emails and calls that we got telling us not to refund their money. They wanted us to keep it so we could use it to rebuild. It's unbelievable, especially in this day and age of everything feeling so divisive. This was actually just the most heartwarming thing you could ever imagine.
Sam, what is it about 2020 here?
Well, let's hope it's this way, that we're getting everything bad out of our system at one time. I also know that as bad as it looked on the evening of November 6th, as horrible as I felt, I know that there's always tomorrow, and you just have to fight through it. With the best, use all the resources you have and go forward. You can't keep looking back.
Sam Greenberg of Greenberg Smoked Turkeys, Tyler, Texas. Thank you very much and good luck.
Thank you, sir. And it's a pleasure talking to you, and happy holidays and healthy holidays to you and your listeners.
And to be clear, Sam insisted on refunding everyone. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.